The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. "Judge not, lest ye be judged, says the Lord," is probably the best known, least understood passage in the entire Bible. People who can otherwise not quote a single line from the New Testament can, without fail, quote that line. But it's one of the most misunderstood lines, and there's two big misunderstandings about that line. "Judge not, yet lest ye be judged." Let's take a look at both of them today. The first misunderstanding is that it means you can call nothing good or evil. You must say that nothing is good, nothing is evil. You must call nothing right or nothing wrong, because after all, who am I to judge? But that line can't mean that. If that were what that line meant, then we must tolerate all evil. I mean, is there never to be a whistleblower for anything? So if an investment banker embezzles or a politician lies under oath, are we supposed to just say, "Well, who am I to judge?" Or if the schoolyard bully beats up the smallest kid in the class, are we all supposed to just smile and shrug our shoulders and say, "Hey, well, boys will be boys"? No. "Judge not, lest ye be judged" cannot and does not mean that you must call all actions good or pass no judgment whatsoever on actions. In fact, it's an imitation of Christ to do so. He himself said on many occasions to many a sinner, "Go now and sin no more." What that passage means, rather, is that we cannot label a person, no matter what you see them doing. You cannot say that the person is good or bad, because the fact of the matter is you just don't know. "Judge not" refers to your inability to judge someone's motives or the inner workings of their soul. That judgment is left to God alone. Just as an aside, it's usually the secular world that is the quickest to say, "Who am I to judge?" and "Judge not, lest ye be judged." But have you noticed that same secular world exercises swift and merciless judgment themselves on any time anyone is perceived to cross any of their perceived values? Just as an aside. But that's the first big misunderstanding. We can and we must judge actions for what they are. But here's the second, and this one pertains very commonly to people who would otherwise try to be prayerful and devout. And it's the idea that I am not judgeful. I do not ever judge other people. I am merciful. Be careful. If you say that about yourself, you do not know yourself. Because the fact of the matter is, we all judge others very often. We just do it very subtly. For example, we fault others for a trifle, but we expect to be excused of every fault ourselves, small or large. We demand the strictest justice for lawbreakers, right? But always complete mercy for myself. We take the deepest offense at any words ever spoken against us, but we want all others to take our words lightly. We demand that no one ever complain about us, and yet we complain mightily and freely about everyone else. See, you do judge, and you must see it, or God cannot help you. A physician cannot help somebody who doesn't think that he's sick. Mercy is so important that the church even tells us how to practice it. You've heard of the corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. By the way, that makes a very good lifelong bucket list. Have you done them all? Try not to check out of this world until you can answer yes. But far more common than the physical or corporal works of mercy are the spiritual works of mercy. Every time we practice this, we are extending mercy to others. Instruct the ignorant, counsel the doubtful. Admonish sinners. There's one for the times. It's a work of mercy to say, hey, amigo, that's not right. Instead of just, hey, well, who am I to judge? It's a work of mercy to say that a sin is a sin. Bear wrongs patiently. Forgive all injuries. Comfort the afflicted. Pray for the living and the dead. The spiritual works of mercy. Judge not, Jesus says, lest ye be judged. I like to call it holy blackmail. Because if God is a strict judge with me, I'm not going to make it. But if ever there were a ticket to heaven, this is it. Because the measure with which you measure would be measured back to you. Amen.